Hello, everybody. Or should I say, Happy Halloween? Okay, so it's the middle of the afternoon on Halloween, and I'm in a spooky mood. So I thought before I bury myself under a mass of horror movies for the day, I would go ahead and answer my own sexy, scary, funny Halloween questionnaire. I'm not back from my hiatus, but in the spirit of Halloween, I wanted to answer them because I made them for Halloween and they're fun. So, as you can hear, I am still sick. This is why I haven't done this until today, because I've been really, really sick, and I'm probably gonna have to like edit the hell out of this for any coughing and sniffling. But we'll see how it goes. I'm gonna try to keep it short and not ramble too much because actually, the more I talk, like the more my throat gets all fucked up. So, but seeing as it's Halloween and I am feeling better, I'm gonna answer these questions. And honestly, some of these I cannot believe I actually wrote. So this is gonna be fun. And before I start, I definitely want to say thank you to everybody who's answered them. And there are a few that I haven't listened to yet that I'm gonna get to today or tomorrow. And I'm really looking forward to them. I've enjoyed every answer, like every post that's been put out for these. They've been awesome. You all rock. Everybody rocks. So yeah, okay. All right. Without further ado, Halloween questionnaire. What zombie from The Walking Dead would you fuck? Shane. A lot of people answered like the bicycle girl because that's the one that most people remember. But like she was half a body, so no. There is. Oh, spoiler. I should have put spoiler first because like if you haven't gotten that far and you don't know that like Shane is killed at some point and turns into a zombie. Then sorry. But honestly, if you haven't seen it by this point, then like please. I think that was like end of season 2 or 3. Oh my God, I can't remember. Anyway, Shane. Basically because Shane was kinda hot before. And he was hot after, so I'd totally fuck Shane. You're at Camp Crystal Lake and you're about to have sex with one of the other camp counselors before Jason kills you. Where do the two of you fuck? Okay, against the tree. I've always wanted to fuck against the tree. And why not? It wouldn't be like the last time you have sex, so why not do that? I mean, Jason's gonna kill you. There, in every Friday the 13th movie, there's always like a couple who have sex and then they're murdered. Usually there's more than that, but it's pretty standard. So yeah, I'd totally want to be the camp counselors fucking against the tree before, Jason comes in with like his machete and beheads us or something. So yay, that's the way to go. If Freddy Krueger had dildos instead of knives, would you still be afraid to go to sleep? No. Anybody who knows my recordings and my love of toys knows I wouldn't be afraid. Now, I've never actually found Freddy Krueger that scary to begin with. There was a point when I was really little and I saw one of the movies and he did like a thing in some guy's ear with like, it was just, it was great. It freaked me out a little bit, but it didn't really like terrify me. So I wasn't afraid before. I'm not gonna be afraid now. It would probably be really funny to look at. And who knows? It might be a good time. It would probably end up being like a really good dream. So, weird, but good. Weird can be good. Okay. You are stuck in an abandoned, haunted, insane asylum, but fear not, someone is coming to save you. Who do you hope it is? A. The Ghostbusters. B. The Winchesters. C. Buffy Summers. Winchesters. Basically, because this question is actually based on an episode of Supernatural. from season one. So, you know, the Winchesters did it. So, yeah, I'm going with the Winchesters. I want Sam and Dean to come rescue me from the abandoned, haunted, insane asylum. Because, you know, they know how to deal with ghosts. I mean, out of everybody, like, the Ghostbusters will catch them. Buffy doesn't actually deal with ghosts. She's more vampires and demons and stuff. Winchesters, they know what the fuck they're doing. So, yeah. I'm gonna go with Winchesters. You are invited to a slutty Halloween party. What do you go dressed as? Okay, my all-time want to dress up as is slutty Little Red Riding Hood. I've always wanted, like, the little dress with, you know, the corset. She has a lot of cleavage, she has a lot of leg, you know, thigh-high stockings and garter belts, and a little red cape, and, you know, just full-on, like, sexy. So that's a big one for me, and that is definitely what I would want to dress up as, so. Okay, fuck, marry, kill. Oh, people love this question. You know what? I didn't actually realize that I was, without realizing that I was doing it, I put, like, for men and women, but it was sort of just, like, I wanted to make sure that I had man and woman, and you could go cross or however you want to do it. It doesn't really matter. So I loved how people answered this question. So, Pinhead or the Ghost Girl from The Grudge, Candyman or Carrie, Pennywise or the Queen Alien. Okay. Alright, because I can, I'm gonna go ahead and do both of them. So we'll start with the guys. Alright, I would, fuck Pinhead, because he looks like he could have a good time. I would marry Candyman, because, I don't know, he's kind of sexy. I mean, the guy who plays him is kind of sexy, and, you know, he's a big dude. He could be good, you know. And I bet he's actually a really nice guy if you get to know him. And I would fucking kill Pennywise because fuck creepy clowns. That's all I have to say. On the woman's side, kill the Queen Alien because she's a bitch and deserves to die. I would marry Carrie, because she seems like she would be a really sweet girl, you know? And she can do the whole telekinesis thing, so, like, she'd be really handy around the house and in various other things. And I would fuck the Ghost Girl from The Grudge. She can contort her body in some pretty fucking awesome ways. I think that would be a lot of fun. And side note, I can actually do her popping sound that she makes in the movie. So, you know, that might be an interesting sexual experience. Okay, wait, let me... I am sick still, so it might actually work better. I think I can do this. Let me try and do this. Hold on. There you go. There's my Ghost Girl from The Grudge impersonation, and you can imagine the two of us making that sound when we're coming. That would be hysterical. Oh my god, okay. Moving on. Do you have any Halloween sexual kinks? If not, have you ever heard of any? I don't. Or at least I don't think I do. Yeah, well, you know what? See, I don't really know if it would be considered a Halloween sexual kink, like, certain people in costume I find really attractive, and it's sort of the whole, like, the whole, wearing a mask and becoming somebody else is kind of a turn-on, but I don't really know if that's a Halloween thing specifically, yeah, and I actually haven't heard of any, but, and I don't know why I didn't research it, and as soon as I'm done with this, I'm totally researching Halloween sexual kinks now. Because now I'm actually really curious about it, so. Do you get turned on by fear? If so, when did you first remember getting aroused when scared? I do, actually. Horror movies, rides that are fear rides at amusement parks, being startled. I do. I actually do find all of that arousing. I don't actually remember when I realized it, or when, like, the first time I distinctly remember getting turned on by fear. I think it's been more of a gradual easing into the whole fear turns me on thing. So, and now, it does. So, yeah. Definitely get turned on by fear. It's your first full moon after being bitten by a werewolf. What do you do? Chain yourself up so you don't hurt anyone? Say fuck it and go on a killing spree? Or do you find a hot piece of werewolf ass and fuck the night away? Or would you do something completely different? I would say fuck it and go on a killing spree because I'm a werewolf and fuck y'all. I'm strong. Pure and simple. That's what I would do. What's the craziest thing you've ever done on Halloween, sexual or not? I have actually never done anything crazy on Halloween. So I've loved, like, the responses to this question. Unfortunately, I don't have anything. I've literally never done anything crazy on Halloween. Maybe in a few years that'll change. Maybe not, but yeah. Okay, what character in a horror movie would you be? The virgin who survives, the jock who gets off in the first half hour, the badass who makes it to the end just to be killed in the third act, the scream queen, the male hero lead. You know what? I wrote this question and I wasn't really sure, and someone answered the killer, and I thought, holy fuck, that's who I would totally want to be, the killer. The killer who, like, never dies but comes back for like 15 more movies. That's who I would be. Because that's fun. So okay, a warlock has cast a spell turning you into what you dressed up as for Halloween. FYI, this is actually a reference to a Buffy the Vampire Slayer Halloween episode, which is awesome. So bonus points to anybody who got that. What would you pick to wear? Remember, you will become the thing you are dressed, so pick wisely. What would I want to be? If I could choose anything, because it's literally like you will turn into that exact thing, mind, body, everything. You know what? I'm gonna go weird with this. I'd want to be a ninja. I have no idea why, but it just popped into my head, like, I would totally want to fucking be a ninja. Like, that would rock. Imagine you have, like, all the skills of a ninja. You're badass motherfucker. I mean, yeah, I would totally want to be a ninja. Hell yeah. I could be a ninja for Halloween. That would rock. Oh my god. Okay. Uh-oh. You've just read from the Book of the Dead. What do you do now that you've unleashed a demon and it's raining blood? Cut my hand off, attach a chainsaw to that motherfucker, find the bitch and kill her. Anybody who got the reference from the Evil Dead, again, awesome. If not, find the movies and watch them. So, yeah, that's what I would do. I would totally play out the Evil Dead. You've woken up as a newly turned vampire. What kind of hedonistic first night do you have? I think it would be a lot of drinking blood, having sex, just a lot of murder-ish thing. It would be like a massive blood orgy, basically, on top of an actual orgy. I mean, it would be like, imagine the most, like, insane vampire sex party you can think. It would be that times a million because I'm a vampire. I want to have fun. Okay. What Halloween costume turns you on the most when you see someone wearing it? Okay. I love the slutty fairy tale characters. You know, like Little Red Riding Hood, Sleeping Beauty, Cinderella, stuff like that. Love those. Next to that, I love when like a guy is in like the long cloak, but there's like a mask. I don't know, that's just, it's kind of sexy. There's like a mysterious thing to it. Yeah, those are the big ones. Very hot. And then any girl who dresses up as any character from Sucker Punch. Fucking hot. Just hot. Baby doll. Ugh. Love it. Yeah. Okay. Have you ever used Halloween as an excuse to try something kinky in the bedroom? No. Obviously, no. I don't think I would really use Halloween to do that, but I actually think it's probably like a really good way to like try it in like a safe way, you know? That's what I think. So for people who maybe don't quite know if they want to try that stuff out, why not use Halloween to practice? And then you find out you like it and continue the tradition on throughout the year. So, but yeah, I don't need Halloween to do that. But it might add a little bit of fun to it, so I probably will someday. All right, when was the last time you dressed up for Halloween? What were you? Fully dressed up, probably when I was a teenager. The last year I trick-or-treated, which I don't know, I was like 14, maybe 15. We went old in my neighborhood. And I don't actually remember what I was. Since then, a few years ago, I was God. I had like the name tag that said, "Hello, my name is," and I wrote God, and pissed off a lot of a lot of Catholic women, which is funny, so fucking funny. Yeah, that's like that's the super easy, cheap costume when you know you can't really think of anything. So, would you ever go to a masquerade sex party? If yes, would you join in or just watch? Yes, I would, and of course I would join in. Anybody who knows me knows that this is actually a big fantasy of mine, so yes. You and your best friend from childhood, whom you've reconnected with on Halloween, are now running from a horde of flesh-hungry zombies. Your friend trips over their own feet and falls to the ground. Do you A, risk your life to maybe save them? B, pretend you didn't notice that they fell and just keep running. Your friend may get back up and be fine. Or C, stop and turn back. Look at your friend for a moment as the zombies are closing in. Your friend's hand is stretched out to you, eyes pleading for help. You think, fuck this. I never really liked that friend to begin with. Turn and run away as your former friend is overtaken by the horde, their screams filling the air. You now have a nice head start on the horde of zombies. I'm gonna go with C because I do not miss my childhood best friend. Zombies can have her. So, yeah. And finally, what are your plans this year for Halloween? I am gonna curl up with a bunch of horror movies and enjoy. I'm gonna watch Halloween, Trick or Treat, probably Dawn of the Dead, maybe some World War Z, maybe Night of the Living Dead, you know, just full on like zombie movies. So, yeah. And, you know, I added these extra questions and I'm not gonna answer them because, you know, it's Halloween already. And I'll just say that like I've listened to some Halloween recordings already, and every one of them has been awesome. I have a whole bunch to listen to because so many people got super creative this year. and released just some amazing recordings. So, yeah, I'm gonna... Actually, you know what? That's probably part of my plans for today. I'm gonna listen to some Halloween recordings. So, yeah. Okay, hopefully I made some sense. Like I said, I'm still sick. If I didn't, I apologize, but, you know, I'm sure next year I will have a whole other batch of questions, and maybe I won't be sick and I'll actually be able to, like, record them normal. So, yeah. Okay. I hope everybody out there in GWA land has a wonderful, frightening Halloween night. Happy Halloween, everybody. Bye.